Coming up this weekend is a performance by the choral ensemble E Cantante, and we have a couple of people representing the group with us now. We have Wayne Kivel, who is, are you the director?
I am the music director,
the
yes,
the music
Jeff.
Director, and also Candy Nordine. Candy, good morning. What is your role with the group?
I'm a soprano, second
All right.
soprano.
All right, so yeah, are you going to sing for us today?
No.
You weren't planning on that?
No.
Okay. Okay, we won't ask you that.
No.
And I'm definitely not going to.
Boy, Wayne, 30 years. That has been a long time. Let's go back, start off by kind of going back a little bit, getting the history. 30 years, if my math is correct, 1988 would have been the start.
That is correct. We started in the fall of 88. And if you'd asked me at that time, what's going to happen to this group? How long is it going to last? And if you'd have told me it had been around 30 years from then, I don't think I would have believed you.
What was, why get started to begin with? What was the, I guess, the motivation to start a new group?
Well, for about 11 years, I was commuting to St. Paul. I sang and worked as assistant conductor with the Dale Warland Singers. Mm-hmm. And I just got tired of the commute, and there was talent in this town and in this area, and I thought, I think we can get a group going here. I had no idea about making it professional or anything like that. That involves a ton of fundraising.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start to pay that many singers.
Wow, yeah.
So let's keep it amateur, I said, and let's just have fun and make music.
Do you recall the early days, you know, the first concert? Was that, was it pretty organized? As you had mentioned, you've had a lot of experience doing things like this, but did you feel when you got it started that, okay, this is, I'm comfortable with this, it's underway and we're doing a good thing?
Yeah, yes, I did. Mm-hmm. It was positive, I think, from the get-go. And a lot of the singers at that time, I was still teaching at the high school, so a lot of the singers were alumni that I had had in the high school, and there are still some of those singers in the ensemble.
Mm-hmm. And one of those singers is Candy. Let's talk about your.
She's not
history.
One that I had in high school.
Here, I haven't been around that long here.
Okay, tell us how you got involved with this.
Well, before we moved to Northfield, mm-hmm. I've been singing all my life since I was a little girl, and we had to be put. Mom would ask to have us put on the program before we fell asleep for the duration of the program, and so I've sung all my life in churches and things, and I sang in a similar type group in Red Wing for many years and enjoyed it so much and really sought that out after we moved here. Took a bit to get settled, and I had heard about this group and contacted Wayne and auditioned for the group and joined.
How long ago was that?
That was about, I would say, in 2004, about 2005, in there somewhere. Mm-hmm.
Yes, now, really, before that, do you recall, was there a venue, people like Candy, who love to sing, mm-hmm. You go through high school, maybe college, and after that, so often, the only venue, maybe a church choir or something. Mm-hmm. Did you feel there's a lot of people out there who would like to continue singing and maybe something a little bit different or exploring
exactly.
it a little bit more?
There was an ensemble in town when I came here. I think it was called the Northfield Chorale. To my recall, it only met in the winter for, 6-8 weeks or something like that. And usually they did some kind of a major work. And it was a volunteer thing. You show up, mm-hmm. you sing. And after working with the Warland Singers, I felt I needed something that had a little bit more balance to it. And so that's why I auditioned the singers, and we could keep a similar number of sopranos, altos, tenors, and basses, and make sure they knew how to read music and could keep up with the speed that I wanted the ensemble to move at. And it has worked out. From the start, I did want the organization to grow a little bit from the original about 20 singers up to an average now of 36 in the mixed ensemble.
36, wow. Now, is there, a certain maybe style of singing or genre that you've been attracted to? Has that evolved a little bit through the years?
Well, I tend to lean toward serious music, but we mm-hmm. have also had our lighter moments, too. We've done concert featuring Broadway hits. I guess last spring's concerts were the most notable. We did a concert geared toward families with young children,
mm-hmm.
and some music about animals and things like that. And then in last April, just a year from now, we had Singing and Sipping out at the ballroom.
Sure.
Where we invited five local brewers, distillers, and cidery to join us. And uh-huh. instead of one intermission, we had three intermissions. and kept people loose with good. Free samples.
Good. Was the singing just as good in that third
set? Oh, it got better.
You got to keep loose. So moving back to Candy, as a singer, you know, having, as Wayne mentioned, kind of a serious, and I know you do a lot of, I want to say historic, I guess that's not really the word.
We do music from all periods, yeah. from Renaissance up through contemporary, yes.
Do you like to do some different things every now and then?
Well, I'll tell you, everything that when we start a season, it's always a little shaky because we're challenged. And mm-hmm. so we're challenged and pushed, and sometimes it takes us a while to feel good about some of the pieces we're doing. But by the time concert comes, we can't wait until people can hear it. And we the other night, for example, when we finally put all the pieces together for the mass that the women's group is doing,
mm-hmm.
it was chilling for all of us to hear it all put together, and to be able to be a part of that is really amazing.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that, the rehearsal and practices yeah. that you go through. What are those like? Do you section them off in different groups while everybody learns their parts?
Very seldom do mm-hmm. we split up for what we call sectionals in a choral rehearsal. Once in a while we have to do that. But mostly the singers are expected occasionally to spend some time on their music at home. And I'm a realistic director. I know some do. I know some probably do not. but we put things together in rehearsal and try to keep sectionals to a minimum. But what Candy was referring to in our dress rehearsal Tuesday night is this Miss Ephemina, which is a new piece. It's only been around a couple years. And mm-hmm. what we'll be doing Sunday night is the Midwest premiere of that work for about a 28-30 minute work for female voices, soprano solo, and strings. And so the last two rehearsals, we've had a chance to hear it with the string players, and it's just transformed the work.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting, with the string players as well, I see now. Now, let's talk about the selection of music. Do you select everything? Is there a group? And how do you do that? I mean, you'd mentioned a new piece, new to the Midwest. It's only a couple of years old. How do you find out about that? Is there a lot of research involved?
Oh, as a conductor, you rely on other conductors mm-hmm. for literature ideas. I go to a lot of concerts, and I'm never without a pen at a concert. My wife can testify to that. And if I do go without, and she's digging in her purse for me. And, there's a number that would be perfect for our size ensemble with mature voices. It's beautiful piece of music, whatever. And, you get literature ideas that way by going to other concerts.
We're talking once again with Wayne Kibble and Candy Nordine about E Cantante. And am I saying that right?
E Cantante is right. E Cantante. It's Italian for the singers.
The singers, all right. Let's take a look at what's the upcoming concert, your 30th anniversary. Do you have some special things in store?
Well, we're doing two Te Deums. The Te Deum is a Latin text. It's a celebratory text. So I thought, we're celebrating. Let's get some joyful things on. So we have an old Te Deum and a newer mm-hmm. Te Deum, one by Mozart, written, oddly enough, when he was 13 years old, about a 7-8 minute work. And then the other by John Rutter, a contemporary British composer who was just in the Twin Cities last week. And rather than with strings, which the Mozart is, this one's with brass and organ.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And very dynamic.
And the musicians that you find, are they all local as well, did you say?
They are local. We have mm-hmm. People that live here in Northfield, and we filled the brass out with some students from St. Olaf who are mighty fine, let me tell mm-hmm. you. So we have solid brass and solid string ensemble.
Well, you mentioned St. Olaf, and of course they are known for a long history of wonderful music in a lot of different styles as well, including choral, of course, the singers. Do you draw quite a bit from them?
We have people in the ensemble that are profs or work at St. Olaf, likewise with Carleton, and we have a really broad range of singers in what they do for a living, and very, very few of them are involved in music as a profession.
Wow.
So they come from all walks of life. We've got nurses, we've got electricians, everything.
Is there a time where you do auditions? Are people welcome to come? Do you give them individually as they come in?
We have a website, of course, and there's spots that people can click on there. And frequently, I get a response from somebody looking for an ensemble to sing in, and some people contact me or one of the other singers directly. Generally, our auditions are in the summertime as we prepare to fill out the ensembles for the next season. Once in a while, an opening comes up in the middle of the year, and I have to hold a mid-year audition to fill that spot. But generally, it's in the summer.
All right.
Are you thinking of it, Jeff?
No.
Oh,
okay. No. I cannot sing. I wouldn't make the cut there. So once again, it's coming up this Sunday. It's at the Northfield Middle School Auditorium. Have you, has the group performed there before?
We have performed there several times before, usually kind of in our anniversaries there. We were there for our 20th, for our 25th, so we're going back there for our 30th.
I would think that would be a very, very good venue.
It's a very nice hall. It's a very true hall. It doesn't flatter you, but neither does it hinder you, and that's very important for singers. We can hear each other on stage, and the audience hears a really fine sound.
All right. And as far as tickets go, will they be available at the door?
They will be available at the door, but if people want to save a few dollars, they can walk into Paper Pedalum right next door here in the Archer House or Rare Pair and buy their tickets, save a few dollars in advance.
All right. Anything else you'd like to mention about E Cantante, the 30th anniversary, or anything else?
I'm just very happy to be a part of the group and have been involved, you know, for quite a while now, and have learned a lot, have become very closely acquainted with so many of the singers, and we've really enjoy our time together. So I'm looking forward to this concert.
Yeah, that shared experience, a wonderful thing. You can meet a lot of new friends that way.
As the program says, in 30 years, I had to spend some time doing this, but we've done close to 900 pieces of music during that time. And I look back in the programs and I'll find pieces that I don't even remember.
That means you can bring them back again.
Yes.
You know? Hey, that was back in the early 90s. We can do this one again. All right. Thank you to both so much for coming in. We certainly appreciate it.
Thank you, Jeff.
I look forward to the concert once again Sunday at the Northfield Middle School.
Thank you.
That is Wayne Kibble and Candace Nordine from the from E Cantante. Once again, the concert Sunday nights, 7:30 at the Middle School Auditorium. Paper Pedalum and Rare Pair have tickets available. If you'd like to get them in advance, you can save a couple of bucks. Just stop on in there and pick them up.